Again, Rashi in Bezois HaBracha tells us that Moshe Rabbeinu, when he was benching Klal Yisrael, he said, Baruch Hashem Chedlai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should bless his army, Poil Yod of Tirtzis, says Rashi, Ra'osh HaSidim Chashmanoyu Banov Lilochim Im Hayivanim. Says Rashi, this is a mention of Chum, it's not a Rashi being from Chazal. Yud Beis B'nei Chashmanoi Ve'elazor. Connected Kamra Bob. You're not understanding this next. 13 people connected the entire Greek Zero. I mean, I want to just bring what these. Can I just point out what these 13 people? Because there's a basketball team in Israel called the Maccabim. You ever heard of them? No. The Israeli basketball team is called the Maccabees. You know why? Because in their image, in their minds, guess what the Maccabees must have looked like? 6'6" ball players, strong. How else could you win? Everybody's like, I got very bad news for you. Or good news for you, however you want to take this. They went into the yeshiva Beis Medrash where there were these 12 Chashmonaim sitting. I assume they were learning Kachim. And Allah walks in and says, Chavra, going out to war. Each one closes Gemara. Some of them probably took even their Gemaras with them. And they went out to war. You understand that this nace is, I don't know, bigger than the nace of the Shemin? As big. And this one saved Klal Yisrael. Could I ask the Olam, why do we celebrate and commemorate which nace? The nace of the Shem. Which is more important? Which is much more relevant to us? Klal Yisrael was over. Klal Yisrael could have been destroyed. They weren't interested. They started a war with the Greek Assyrian army. No, it's not. That's the Klal Yisrael. It's Klal Yisrael. There's no Klal Yisrael, we don't need a Beis Mikdash. If Klal Yisrael, Pekuch Nefesh is not doing everything, I'm talking about a nation that Klal Yisrael is going to be decimated physically. Totally. And you're telling me, okay, well, we have a Menorah. What's a Menorah worth if there's no Klal Yisrael? Which was more important for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to do? You know, the nation of the Menorah wasn't even necessary? Because we have a Lacha that what? That you can use tummy oil in the whole Klal Yisrael. So that's a nace that we didn't even need. So to speak, I'm not undermining the nace, David. Don't take it the wrong way. But here's a nace that Klal Yisrael went to war. Once we started war, they were out for blood. They weren't threatening to kill. But once we went out to war, what happened? Oh, there was blood coming. So you have the whole massive Greek Assyrian army under General Heliporni, who went ahead and was leading Klal Yisrael to get decimated. Because Baruch Hu takes 12 Yeshivalite and Elazar, 13 Koyal guys went out and beat them. That's not magnificent. How much do you ever hear about that nace? I'm just curious. In all your drushes you hear on Hanukkah. Very little. The nace, the Shemin, you hear about it, Moshe?
Often I just want to ask.
Yeah.
Is Rashi saying Dafka 13 and I love Dafka?
Exactly. Rashi says, Yud Beis B'nei Chashmonoi Ve'elazar. Clear. There's no doubt.
They were the only ones fighting.
Rashi even adds, total 13. Wow. So the Rishonim asked this Kasha. Baruch Hashem, we don't have to make up Terutzim. The Rishonim asked this Kasha. And the Ran, in Jerusha's Ran, says a Teretz, which I always thought was difficult. Until I had an experience with a Yid here in Boston that forever will change my mind on this Ran. You ready for this? The Ran says, and I shared this question with a group of people, and I said over a Ran, and I listened to what this person in the audience said, you'll have to Ran. The Ran says, the Nes Shemin is a much bigger Nes. Because the Nes Shemin, there was no human intervention. And therefore, it's obvious that it was an ace. Human beings, the second they put their finger near it, what does everyone say?
Who did it? Was that?
The people did it. I looked at this run and I said, are there people so stupid to say that 13 people against the whole Greek Assyrian army, is Derech HaTeva? That's what I thought. Anyway, listen to a funny story.
I'm
the Ron's Teretz? The Ron says that the war, even though it was 13 people, but since human beings were involved, all of a sudden it gets covered up. That's not a nace. People will say that they want it. The nace shemen, there was no human intervention. So therefore what? What do we say? Nace. Now, can I ask you, would you believe ever that people say that? When I saw the Ron, what was my cash on the Ron? Are you serious? Are there really people that are sane? I'm talking about sane people. That are willing to say 13 people on unexperienced, holding their Tzayis HaChayshin and their Nesivis? Probably not, right? Probably not. But, right. So probably they weren't holding their Tzayis, but they were holding their Abchayims. Anyway, Lamaisa. I know. So, Bacher, all jokes aside, yeah? What? Are you? Well, how can you? Tell me. Tell me how this works. So listen to what happened to me. I'm telling you a story, Dad, with me. I asked this kasha. And a guy in my room, a guy in my share, lived in Brookline. He's not alive anymore. You don't know him. He passed away many, many years ago. He said, Rabbi Halpern, when I told him this Rashi, he goes, this Rashi's Pashut. Guerrilla warfare always works. I'll repeat this. Guerrilla warfare always works. They don't know what guerrilla warfare is.
Yeah.
Let me say, he looked at this Rashi, and he said, of course, the 13 won, which is ridiculous. Guerrilla warfare works when you have thousands of guerrillas. Guerrilla means people that don't have official army or state, and they're attacking from all over, and they get to... No one, this is not guerrilla warfare that works.
There's like the biggest story of guerrilla warfare. There's like one guy, he's the most confirmed kills. He snuck around, it's not like a single battalion, maybe.
Whatever, right. But listen to this. When I saw this Ron, I said the Ron makes, Ron's very hard to understand. People are really going to say that? I met a Yid. He's a brilliant Yid. He was a professor at MIT. He was a PhD. He was a Talmud Chacham. He was very, very learned. And I could not believe him. He says, Rabbi Halpern, you got to read history books. This works. He totally, not on purpose, Chas V'Shalom, but I corrected him. He stood corrected. He wasn't looking to Chas V'Shalom be a Kaifer. But I was like, oh my gosh, this is real. When the minute a human being touches something, what happens? You can have a person that the doctors give up hope on. And they go ahead and they do a procedure for the sake of doing the procedure. They say it's probably not going to work. And it works. And then the doctor gives interviews. How he did it. The second human beings get involved, what's the story? What happens? We take credit. Rabbi Yisai, the reason the nace of the shemen, which maybe was less impactful, was so important, is because it was clean nace. It was a nace that we're not taking responsibility for. So we go ahead and we light the nace shemen. We say, this was a nace that no one's taking credit for. Our job on Chanukah is much the opposite. As you see Teva, one of the terutzim that the Bali Musar give, is that we celebrate, why do we light 8 nights? They should only light 7 nights. Remember the Beis Yosef's Kasha? Comes Bala Musa and they say, the fact that oil burns, period, is a nace. It's a nace of Teva. Why does oil burn? Everybody should go home, try orange juice. Try milk. See if it works. It does not work. Why? Because the liquids don't light. Oil doesn't light. Wine doesn't light. Why does oil light? Now, so everybody says, so why are we not in awe? Very simple. It's a nace, but can I tell you what Teva means? Teva means nace that happens every day. That's all. I'll prove it to you. If I told you I know a guy that died, he was buried, and after a couple of years, all of a sudden he appeared, he just got back alive, he pushed up the dirt, and he came out. Would you believe that? No, who believes that? Who would believe that? But Bakrim, this happens every single day.
I don't tend to believe that until you're here.
So this is an unbelievable thing. So let me ask you a question. You won't believe it. How about every single time you take a seed and you put it in the ground, what happens to it? It totally destroys. It totally disintegrates. Then what happens? And what does it do? It pushes through and comes out. Why is that okay? The answer is because that's a nace that happens every day. What is Teva? A nace that happens every single day. Rabbi say, what's happening over here with Shemen? Shemen's a nace that alights. Kosh Baruch Hu wanted, again, there's no lights then. Kosh Baruch Hu wanted people to have a system. So he went ahead and he made a nace every day called Shemen. In the base of Mikdash, he did a nace that happened that Teva broke. It was beyond Teva. So how many days of Nisim are there? 8. Well, day one is at Shemen. Lights. That's why we light 8 days. But again, what's the lesson? What do we have to know? This is the Yisoid Advarim of Hanukkah. Don't get distracted. When a person does a shtadlus, and then it comes through the way they did a shtadlus, he takes full credit. One of the greatest brachas is, and it happens to me all the time, when I do a shtadlus one way, and then the Yeshua comes from left field. It's beautiful, because then you don't have to assign. But otherwise, the second a human being gets involved, what happens? He takes credit for everything. Chanukah is a day where we say HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whether it's a nes, or whether even if it's teva, it's all nisim, and it's all from you. That's the lesson of Chanukah.